Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode. Jen, help me. I start a nutrition plan on a Monday. I end it Monday afternoon because I think, yes, I've done it. I've got to Monday afternoon. Oh, I can celebrate and I can have a treat, and a little treat takes me off track. Or it's the same with exercise. I start on a Monday. We only start things on a Monday. I'm consistent for like 3 or 4 days. I can't see my abs and I go, that's it, I'm out. It's like, why? Why don't I have the discipline to actually achieve my goals and stay consistent and on track? Well, that's what I want to dig into with this podcast. That's it. We are going to cover the top five secrets to discipline, to self-discipline. I joined the army at 17, and I'm going to share with you how I achieve and have lived with self-discipline ever since. So secret to self-discipline number one is define your why. The bottom line is, and you hear people say all this kind of stuff, but without a reason why we want to achieve whatever it is, whether it's for me to go surfing on a cold morning, whether it's you to achieve a new nutrition plan, you know, whether it's to gain more muscle, lose weight, have better sleep, whatever it is, or whether you're just wanting to exercise every day, whether you're wanting to take up tennis or do something and you want to be able to stick to it. It doesn't matter what it is, but if we don't know why we want to do it, we won't stick to it. That's a reality. Now, in life, everything, we're either moving away from pain or we're moving towards the win, whatever the win is. The thing that we want that self-discipline for is the win. So for me, the first step is we have to identify the pain. We have to identify the pain of not achieving that goal. So when I was 17, I joined the army. Like, seriously, I thought I had a tough childhood. I had a very interesting and tough childhood. And learning the art of self-discipline in the army, like, I was yelled at from the moment I walked on the base, as we do in rookies. And I learned really quick what the pain point was. Then it was a moving pain point all the time, but I'd have a pain point. But I really wanted to be in the army. I'd wanted it since I was like 12 years old. I was now 17. I wanted to get through the 8 weeks of rookies. I just wanted that. So I knew I had to get that pleasure. I had to move away from the pain. And the way I was moving away from the pain was to learn and be consistent in the tasks and the things that were needed for me to achieve that goal. The goal to be a soldier in the army. I had to get through 8 weeks of rookies, learning everything from scratch. You don't know a thing you got to do until you get there. It's crazy different. And so for me, step one, okay, the first tip has to be that you need to take some time to reflect on why you want to achieve whatever it is. You want to lose 5 kilos. You want to get fit for summer. I want to be able to surf a certain way. Whatever it is, identify what it is. What's the pain and what's that pleasure that you're going to achieve when you are self-disciplined? So when you have that clear understanding why, I promise it becomes way easier to stay disciplined. And like, I put up with some tough shit in the army, as everyone in the army does. But that pain pleasure barrier is so fine. And the pleasure at the end of that goal was worth the pain of learning how to use self-discipline to learn everything that we had to do in the army. So that's the first one. The first one is, what's your why? Number two, the second one is to create a routine. Now, I remember one of the first things we learned to do when I was in the army was to spit polish our boots. We did. We spit polished our boots every single day. Now, when we create a routine, or it might be that you want to start going walking, or for me, I surf sunrise every morning. It's just all year round. Summer, winter, makes no difference. My thought process, my goal is that I want all the feeling and all the good things from surfing. And it's just, well, the practice is that I surf sunrise because sunrise works for me. I do the same time. It's a routine. I get up, ablute, you know, walk the dog, do two or three things I need to do to leave the house, and I go straight to the beach. It's a routine. It's a schedule. And you build that, and that consistency in building those habits really helps you to tap into self-discipline. So yeah, in the army, it was like you finished work every day. The first thing you did before you did anything else, before you did your homework or anything, you sat together with your mates in your room and you spit polished your boots. That was it. And it was a not negotiable. I never realized at the time that that action, the self-discipline of sitting and cleaning my boots, spit polishing my boots every single day, built such a sense of self-discipline in me. It was priceless. And at the time, I didn't understand that stuff. So I want to share with you, these are the things that I know helped me to be able to continue. It's 40 odd years, 45 years since I was in the army, since I went through that time. But it's ingrained in me, that sense of self-discipline. And you don't have to have joined the army to be able to tap into it, I promise. I promise I've broken it down. It's these simple steps. So identify the activities that are aligning with your goal. So for me, if it's to surf sunrise, I don't spit polish my shoes anymore. I definitely polish my shoes. However, I don't spit polish. But it my daily something I do daily nowadays is to go surfing. So before I go to bed at night, I check my boards is in the car. I check my wetsuit or the gear that I need is there. I always have like a hot miso soup or a protein shake or something. I have some kind of feed as soon as I get out of the surf. So I have all that packed, ready to go the night before. They're all the little self-disciplines actions that I do that help me to achieve the goal of just getting up and going to the beach the next morning first thing. Because I don't know about you, but for me, if I go off and do too many other things, I'm going to get distracted and I won't get to the beach. And the pleasure I have in surfing every morning is absolute. And so for me, I have the self-discipline. I do all the little actions I need to achieve to be able to reach that. Okay. So I set all those things as routine. I know what I do before I go to bed at night. I know what I do when I get up in the morning. I do those last couple of things as a routine, get in the car and I drive to the beach. That's self-discipline. It's about my self-discipline is just mastering the mundane. It's boring as batshit, but it helps you achieve what it is you're wanting to achieve. So say it's, you've been wanting to lose some weight. You might choose that you're going to go for a walk every day. Great. That's one of it. Tell yourself it's going to be morning or night or whatever. Set a time that works for you that can be a routine. The routine is the secret. Polishing our boots at the end of the day before we did anything else in the army was a routine. Never understood at the time how important it would be to me learning about self-discipline. Okay. So if we set that up for success, that you've got less chance of procrastinating and deviating from your plan. That's it. So it's consistency, 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 and consistency is achieved by planning the little things. Okay. Now, just be careful that you don't become that person who's trying to get everything planned right before you actually start to take action. Don't do that because the best way to do it is to start and then tweak it. Oh, okay. I'm missing one step. Okay, cool. Great. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do it with this step in. But you've got to do it, let yourself fail and keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. That's self-discipline. Tick number three is to set goals that have a stretch. Okay, they're hard to achieve, and yet they've still got win points along the way. What's a win point? A win point is something you can celebrate to keep you motivated. That's it. We have to be able to do it because if we don't celebrate the little wins, that's where it gets too hard. So it's kind of like if you're just thinking, I'm going to exercise until I get abs. Well, for shit's sake, it might take 6 months or 12 months, depending, or 2 years or whatever, depending on where your starting point is. But just thinking, I'm going to celebrate when I get abs. You're probably going to give up pretty quick. You just are. So build in the little wins along the way. So you break it down in your goal down into bite-sized bits that you can celebrate. And it might be that, you do your clean eating day or you're upping your protein or you're exercising in a certain way, this way, so many days a week and another way, so many days a week. And at the end of each week, you don't jump on the scales and do something that's going to deflate you. You share with a mate your achievements. Like, wow, I did an extra one repetition on every set this week. And it's just like, yeah. If you could see my desk, I don't use lists. I come, if you're looking at the YouTube at this, I use paper, colored paper. Or my to-do list is colored paper. And every time I finish something on my to-do list, I'm, yeah. And I throw away. It's like, yeah, it's a little celebration. I get the dopamine hit from it. It helps me to keep achieving. It helps me to keep staying consistent and to keep my self-discipline in check for whatever it is I'm working on at that time. That's it. Number three. Nice and simple. Set goals, whatever they are, that are achievable. So it's not that they're realistic as such, but they are broken down enough that they've got the win points for you to be able to achieve them. Okay, let's keep going. So step number four is to practice self-care. Oh my God. Self-discipline takes so much brain space sometimes. Not all the time, but it absolutely takes mental and physical stamina, sometimes more than others. If it's a day that, like even this morning, I had committed to not go surfing this morning because I had a schedule that didn't allow for it. So I went to bed knowing I wasn't going surfing, but I woke up this morning, as I record this, it's mid-April. And it was our first proper cold, we're heading towards winter kind of morning, cold southerly wind blowing. And I thought, oh, I'd rather stay under the covers. I didn't because I hopped up because I had other things to achieve. But it was the first day that I know I would have been challenged to go surfing if I had committed to go and do it. Really interesting. So our self-discipline needs mental and physical stamina. So for me, I bang on. In everything I do, in my reels and my podcasts and all the workshops I teach, everything about the importance of sleep. 7 to 9 hours a night helps to support your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands are where literally the core of your being, the core of your energy is. It's where all your stress hormones, your energizing hormones, everything is built there. It's the core of your being. So, and it gives you, if it's on track, if it's on deck, okay, you've had a good night's sleep. Cortisol's recharged back, everything's there. You've got the ability to dig really deep, that kind of gutsy, it's all right, it's freezing cold, I'm going surfing. You've got more chance of achieving that if you've had a good night's sleep versus if you stayed up late and cut corners and went, you're not going to achieve it. You're not going to achieve it. Well, the odds are that you're not going to achieve it. So one of the secrets is self-care, but if I had to think of as a naturopath of, more than 30 years, 3 decades, if there was one thing I would anchor on, it's sleep. More chance of you achieving self-discipline consistently if you get enough sleep. You will. You're just going to mentally deal with life different. Secret number five is to surround yourself with supportive people. I was thinking about, I really, before I did this podcast, I thought, what was it? How did I get that sense of self-discipline as a 17-year-old brat in the army? And a big part of it was community. We sat around at the end of the day, spit polishing our boots with a few mates. Sometime, there was always four people to our room. We were in a platoon of 30 people, four in a room, and then joined ablutions, the showers and toilets kind of things. And sometimes, you might be just your room of four people, or it might be a couple from the other room, but there was always these kind of little pods of people. Sometimes we all came together, like the whole 30 of us. But we would sit and polish our boots in community. Oh, community, what a word. We did. We were surrounding ourselves with like-minded people. These were all people who had the same goal as me: survive basic training, graduate as a soldier. That's it. And we were doing everything we did and supporting each other to be able to achieve that goal that in 8 weeks' time we would all graduate as soldiers. Surround yourself with people who support you. So if you decide you want to start going walking, for instance, get a buddy, or you're going to start going to the gym. I surf with mates. And the night, one of the disciplines I do is before I go to bed at night, I've committed in a group of us who surf together. I've put a note in to say, yep, I'm coming, meet you at the beach at whatever time, whichever beach, because we've got a bunch of beaches we work around or we surf around. So that's part of it. So if you're going to, start going to walking or the gym, or, for people that I help to coach with their nutrition, I've got a support group. It's actually a community of about 7,000 people. And so they can all bounce off questions off each other and things like that. But it's that community of surrounding yourself that of like-minded people that helps to bring consistency. And the consistency is that ability to stay on track, which is that self-discipline. It is. The company we keep has such a profound impact on our level of not just of self-discipline, of what we also achieve. And interesting, the number of five, this thing I this podcast, I said, the top five secrets to self-discipline. But it said there's research done on how Our life is so strongly influenced by the five people that we surround ourselves with the majority of the time, right down to even that our incomes will be within about 5% of each other. Sorry, 10% of each other. That's crazy. That's crazy. How about that? So if you want to achieve, see who within your community that you can buddy up with and to keep each other accountable and keep each other on track. That's what works. You know, the five secrets to self-discipline are really simple. And you'd say, you're th sitting there thinking probably, Jen, they can't, that's too simple. It can't be what it is. I promise it is. And it's because we can't think, we can't believe that things are so damn simple in life. We overcomplicate it. We go and read another book. We go and pay and do another course. You're listening to this bloody podcast. You keep looking, 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 looking for the answer where the answer is actually really simple. We keep looking to procrastinate. The bottom line is that the pain is not bad enough yet for us to move away from it. Now, that might be a reality check and push a button for you, but it's the truth. If you're saying, I want to start exercising and you keep putting it off, the bottom line is the pain is not bad enough yet. The pain of wanting the benefits of exercise, whether it's lose weight, have more energy, you know, be stronger, fitter, healthier, whatever it is, the pain of being not that yet is not strong enough. That's why you're not taking action. Oh, it's the truth. And we will procrastinate around that shit forever until we identify what that pain is, what our why is. We will. We'll just think, oh, it's too hard. When the pain gets bad enough, you know what it's like. If the doctor said to you tomorrow or today, you will die if you do not walk 5 kilometers every single morning for the rest of your life. 5 Ks. It's like a half an hour walk. You would think, oh, half an hour walk or die tomorrow. Oh shit, I'm gonna walk. And you would do it because the pain is so big, you will die. It's sad that we have to get to that point, but it's a reality we do. Bloody human beings are so interesting. We are. And mine just talks about it talks us out of everything because it just overcomplicates stuff. Life is boringly simple. If you do the core basics, the rest works. Self-discipline is simply a skill. It's a skill, and it can be developed with patience and consistency and determination. Okay, that's it. So by defining your why do you want to do this? Why do you want to walk away from the pain and move towards whatever that goal is? Health, relationship, fitness, surfing, whatever, it doesn't matter. A career in the military, doesn't matter. Define your why, okay? Identify that pain, move away from the pain and towards that. Then create your routine. Create that routine every day. Create the routine. Set realistic goals. So you want to chunk down what it is you're going to do into little bits that you can celebrate as you go along. Yay! So, you know, each little achievement I get with my surfing, yay! Achieve it. Do it. That's it. Surround yourself with supportive people and make sure you look after yourself in the process. So get to bed early. It's so boring, but it's really true. If you do those core basics, it's five simple things. And sometimes the most simple are the hardest to achieve. But if you know your pain and start moving away from it, you'll actually do it and you'll be well on your way to mastering not just self-discipline, because once you master it in one area, you'll master it across so many. Joining the army as a 17-year-old kid was one of the best things I ever did because it just gave me such a base I could build from. Promise it'll work for you too. Okay? Follow the five steps. They are boringly and wonderfully achievable to help you get the life of your dreams. That's it. Have fun doing it. See ya. I want to thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from, so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.